tell you what, I really do like hearing from our children. They have a lot to say. And when I say a lot to say, I'm not just talking about the amount of words. I'm speaking primarily about the quality of those words that they, the quality of the message in those words. And it's amazing to me that children can be so passionate about doing what needs to be done about a very obvious problem. And we have so many adults who are insistent upon acting like the problem isn't there. And some who admit that the problem is there don't want to take the necessary actions to resolve the problems. Not good. Well, we care about our children, right? Truth is, some of us really do and some really don't. Some people care about the children depending on what color they are. And some, depending on what the issue is, are going to put the children last no matter what. And so when it comes to climate change and taking the steps that need to be taken to take care of our earth, there are a lot of people, especially a lot of our leaders, who put the children last. They have their agenda with regards to climate change, and they're not going to let children and their welfare change their agenda. Researchers, for those of you who want to know more reasons to really care about climate change and our children, the connection between the two, note this. Researchers studying natural disasters effects on kids have found that years later, there were lingering impacts on health and academic performance. Years after the children had experienced some type of natural disaster. I know some of you are saying, wait a minute, hold up. Now, you said you were going to be talking about climate change. Remember the connection between climate change and natural disasters. As the climate change worsens, natural disasters are going to increase in frequency and intensity. That's the connection. Lingering impacts on our children's health and academic performance years after experiencing natural disasters. 10 years ago, roughly, the Black Saturday bushfires burned over 1 million acres of the Australian state of Victoria. The fires killed 173 people, destroyed over 2,000 homes, and affected more than 100 communities. It stands as one of Australia's worst ever bushfire disasters. In the aftermath, principals and teachers were worried about the disaster's effect on the children in their school, according to Lisa Gibbs, who's director of the Jack Brockhoff Child Health and Wellbeing Program at the University of Melbourne. They work closely with school principals and teachers. Data from those schools found kids that saw more impact of the fire had poorer progression of their academic performance 4 years after the fire occurred. 4 years after the fire, the children who saw more impact of it had poorer progression of their academic performance. Gibbs says that it's pretty self-evident that there's going to be distress experienced by everyone. What they know less about is how that plays out over time. Though the schools had support programs in place, there wasn't much understanding of how the disaster might affect kids on a longer timeline. The findings show the importance of extended support because it's not just something that needs to be there on the short term. The study used data that had been collected by the Department of Education and Training in the Australian state Victoria on nearly 25,000 kids in order to compare the changes in individual academic performance on measures like reading and numeracy between grades 3 and 5. It compared schools, kids in schools with low or no fire impact to those in schools with medium or high fire impact. So they looked at, Gibbs says that they looked at how they were progressing compared to themselves. When they go from grade 3 to grade 5, there should be an increase in learning. But in schools that had medium and high fire impact, those children didn't progress as expected on reading or in working with numbers. The concern is that they won't achieve their potential. It absolutely has the potential to influence their entire life trajectory. This is the entire life trajectory impacted by a major fire, which fire could be impacted by climate change. The findings are similar to observations of children's mental health in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. We're back home now. This according to Joy Osofsky, who's professor of pediatrics, psychiatry, and public health at LSU, the Louisiana State University School of Medicine. Almost half of the thousands of children studied had symptoms of depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. The symptoms went down, but they didn't go down that much over a 3-year period. It's absolutely consistent, according to Dr. Osofsky. Although the study in Australia did not examine the cause of the academic changes that the children experienced, Dr. Osofsky says that it's possible to speculate that mental health symptoms could be contributing to academic challenges. More symptoms might make it harder to concentrate in school, for example. So they're focusing on mental health following trauma, and those kinds of symptoms could impact academic performance as well. Remember some of us, you heard me talking about the impact, the psychological impact on the children. Certainly there's impact on the adults as well, but I'm thinking especially about the children who are victims of that war in Syria. Post-traumatic stress disorder there? New Orleans and Victoria, Australia are opposite sides of the world with different communities and different contextual challenges. And it's well documented that poor and marginalized groups bear the brunt of disaster impacts. Poor and marginalized groups bear the brunt of disaster impacts, but that the effects of disaster lingered for years after in both places highlights commonalities between the way children experience these types of crises. The study demonstrates the role of school-based interventions to help kids after disaster. Researchers might be able to turn to the kids who do well after disaster to identify what that support might look like. While the kids in Victoria were more at risk of a stalled academic trajectory, there are individual differences in response, even in the areas highly impacted by the fire. So one of the goals of resilience research, something y'all have heard me talk about quite a bit, resilience, is to understand the good outcomes. Preparation, Dr. Gibbs says, is particularly important because the changing climate will increase the number of major environmental disasters. Oh, wouldn't it be good if more of our constituents and more of our leaders cared enough about all of our children that they'd go ahead and implement the solutions that they know are needed. Back in a few, then we'll talk about helping our children grow up to be healthy, well-adjusted athletes.